I have been thinking for so many days, one thought. It's constant, it's consistent, it's very persuasive, it's very investigating. Let us put the study of the 22 religions, comparative study, before us. Man is supreme. Man is created in the image of God. God exists because of man. The thought, the idea, the word, the Shabad of God is a creative idea of man. Man understood man. Man understood God. Man wants God. God wants man. Whole nonsense. Then why we are suffering? Why we are unhappy? There's so much religion. There's a church in every corner. There's a temple. There's a gurdwara. There's a granthi. There's a bhai. There's a rabbi. There's a yogi. There's a swami. There's a nath. There's a siddha. Is it all bogus trade? Is it all lies? Is the entire religion is nothing but a bunch of lies? There's no truth in it? Man can never find happiness. Buddha started searching. I was joking with myself. Am I Buddha? I said, no, I'm not. Buddha started searching. Why there's a sickness? Why there's a death? Why people suffer? Then he found out that there is a policy of detachment. Detach from everything and you will be not unhappy. But you will be dead. You will be nothing. Nothing has no problem. Something has some problem. And everything has every problem. That's how things came to be. So what is a religion? It's a science of reality. That why there are so many religions? Because people do not have a capacity, caliber to understand. Some can understand A, B, C, just stage by stage. Then why we are suffering? That's the question. That's the main question I ask. Why people love each other and they kiss? They don't care how many bacteria they exchange in one kiss. A lot of them. And then they need help. They need AIDS. Yeah. The God gives them AIDS. God is very costly business. God is sensitive too. He creates something once in a while to straighten out the matters. But fact is that we who believe God, we who love God, and we who have it, doesn't matter which religion you belong to. It's not my problem. My problem is, doesn't matter who you are, how corrupt you are and how saintly you are, how negative you are, how positive you are, how fat you are, skinny you are, how passionate and a prostitute you are, and how divine and heroic and knightly you are. I'm not discussing that. I'm asking one question, why we are suffering? And my answer is, we don't have the right to suffer. We are suffering, we have no right to suffer. Answer is yes, we have no right to suffer. There's no place in suffering in a man's life. It is a total bogusity which we have been taught for centuries and years. It is a lie which has been told because spirituality has become corrupt, insecure. Spirituality wanted people to attract, and the only way they could attract is make them insecure. So fundamentally, spirituality is corrupt to its bones, and that's why man is suffering. But that's not the answer. That is still the not answer. It means spirituality has not served the man. Then the question comes, has man served himself? Answer is no. Man has not served himself to be. Because man has not understood the fatherly dignity. Pavan Guru Pani Pita. Water. Look at water. It's the greatest thing you can understand today. Water, ocean, makes clouds, clouds bring rains, rain creates the drop, drop creates the drain, drains make the stream, brook, brook makes the stream, stream makes the river, and river gets into the ocean. It's a cycle. It's a non-monotonous cycle. When you have to be delightfully light and high like clouds, you should be. And when you have to drop like blessing of rain, you should be. When you are little, you should flow. When you are river, you should flow. And when you are ocean, you should contain. Why we should go to somebody to learn? Is there? It's a non-monotonous cycle of life. The farther the water, the 67% in you, if has a non-monotonous continuous life, then why your life should be monotonous? That's why you love and you hate at the same time. You can't get along. A little stream, a little drop of rain never says, I won't move. Everything on the earth moves. That's the principle of the planet. Earth moves doubly. It moves on its axis. It moves on its orbit. Now something which you relate to moves on its axis, moves on an orbit, and you decide not to move, then what will happen? You'll become monotonous. That's what happened in our relationship. We become monotonous. Then we wait. Then we find an excuse. One day we can't take it. Then you say, I can't take it. She said, yes, 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 I cannot take it also. Because two monotonous people must separate. It's called parting of the ways. Parting of the ways exist with two monotonous identities. Whenever life between two people become parallel, monotony is the only way, and infinity will exist in non-existence. That's why man and woman, husband and wife, mother and a father, child, teacher and a student. I was talking about Guru Amar Das yesterday. Guru Amar Das was not Guru Amar Das. He started rising, 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 rising. And he, Amar Das, engulfed Guru Angad and became Guru Amar Das. Jetha became Guru Ram Das with such a factual power that we say, Nanak tu, Lena tu hai, Guru Amar tu vicharya, Tan Tan Ram Das Guru Ji Sriya Tene Swarya. He took all the spirit because Sikh Dharma is based on the light, not of the body. The beauty of the Sikh Dharma is never understood. In no religion, practical or non-practical, imaginary religion, this thing ever exists. Guru Nanak was alive when he bestowed the Guruship on Guru Angad. And we went to Khandur Sahib, not to Kartar. A man was a guru for us for all this time, but when he, by his action, shifted the life, light we shifted. Guru Nanak lived after that. All Sikhs, whosoever even came to him, he said, don't come to me now, go to Khandur. Follow the light. Don't follow the opaqueness. Follow the absolutely gem quality. You don't have to be enlightened. Among Sikh Dharma is a very dangerous situation which I am going to tell you. And you are going to freak out after listening this. In this Sikh Dharma, you don't understand what a Sikh is for yourself. And Indians have not understood it from last 518 years. In Sikh Dharma, nobody gets enlightened. There is no process of getting enlightened. You are sharing the enlightenment all the time. Getting enlightened is such a cheap stage in Sikh Dharma that it has no value. Something in a religion has the highest enlightenment is the great. I got enlightened, so then what? And in Sikh Dharma, when I say I got enlightened, they say, then what? If I can produce miracles, they say, what? Sikh Dharma asks only one question. What you can do for others? Sikh Dharma does not accept what you can do for yourself. It's a tragedy. It's a monotonous tragedy of all times that Sikh do not understand that very basic to be a Sikh is to for others, there is nothing for himself, because himself is accepted fundamentally, because once you have become Sikh, you are enlightened, you are good, you are perfect. And if you have your headache, go in the room, take your tea and take your aspirin. But outside, you've got to smile. Sikh is never accepted as Sikh. There are actually two versions of life. Either you're Sikh or you're Sikh. Nothing in between exists. It is such a direct self-inspiration. And I had that question. That question is, there can be tragedy in life. Tragedy in life is only one tragedy in life exists. Monotony of the mind. There's only one tragedy. Monotony of the mind, but Sikh has one simple thing. First five pauris of the Japji. First five pauris. Ekamkar Satnam Karta Purukh Nirbhav Nirvair Akal Murth Ajuni Saivam Guru Prasad. That you know well. And the most difficult part of this mantra is Ajuni Saivam. Which normally you will see Sikhs saying, Ajuni Sahibam. They just don't want to relate to it. It's so serious. Ajuni Sahibam. Sometimes I wonder, something so challenging, so unique, so pure, so personified by Guru Nanak, and that they cross, Ajuni Sahibam, Guru Prasad. Hey, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Who's this? Reagan? No, President Reagan, no, nothing. Reagan. Reagan has a wife, Nancy. Ajuni Sahibam. I'm just giving you the explanation. Reagan is the President of the United States, and his wife is the First Lady of the nation. Oh, Reagan Nancy group was going there. I saw. Is it Ajuni Sahibam? That's how it sounds. But Ajuni Sahibam. Now this state of Ajuni, that you will never come and go. Guru Nanak never came, never went. Whatever Guru Nanak said lives today. Sahibam by itself. Because the Gurbani also said, you cannot bestow or establish, and by doing it cannot happen either. So what Sikh Dharma has searched out to be, it is as it is. Deal with it. I am negative, I am weak, I am not harmonious, I am poor, I have 500 facets of inhumanity. But if I have one facet only, I'm not monotonous, all shall come to me. Monotony is the only thing which makes people suffer. Where it comes from? We are self-monotonous creatures. We create monotony. Like that plane blew up in the middle of the air. The whole roof. They have a sunshine in Aloha Airline. The plane roof blew up and it was like a sunroof, like a car. Sunroof went up in the air and took away one attendant with it. Because the iron became monotonous. Once we were training our Khalsa woman, and the instructor was very beautiful instructor, very dedicated, and he was behind the shoulder of the woman and he was telling her how to fire, take one grip and the second. And when the fire got shot, the rifle blew up. They called it cold steel. And one fringe of the rifle went through his neck into, and he died uttering one word, Waheguru. And he said, let it continue. He wanted the training of the Khalsa woman in arms not to stop because of his death. And his death was so saintly, and he uttered the word Waheguru. And then we investigated what happened to the rifle, what is it? They say it is old steel. Its own monotony could not take the heat. Monotony cannot take the heat and concentration of the life. And we create monotony. What creates the monotony in us then? Ego. Ego. We can move the universe, but we cannot move our ego. I know. Well, I know then why there are specialists, why they are counselors, why they are helpers, why they are advisors, why they are accountants, why they are doctors, why they are attorneys.
If you know everything.
You know nothing. You think you know, Mr. Monotonous. And when a Sikh becomes monotonous, it's a tragedy. That's why the question is asked, why this Mukhya Singh Saab got lost? And there was a Sikh network thing, curse of the Mukhya Singh, Mukhyas. Yes, when you become a Mukhya Singh Saab, your action, deed, life, working should be Mukhya. Mukhya what? Mukhya of you? No. Mukhya of the Guru? Yes. If the Mukhya Singh Saab represent the Guru, and the word of the Guru, and the direction of the Guru, he shall live forever. Otherwise, the curse of the Mukhya will take him away. Even the Singh Saab, even a man who shall not talk of God shall not exist more than an earthworm.